Hey man, we are recorded. Thank you, Jesus. And Zoom, if y'all have any problems, just text me and let me know. But we thank God because God has really blessed us this morning. Yes, ain't he, Donnie? He blessed us, ain't he? Everything's going. Yeah. And let me stop. Could we tape it? Let's go to the Word of God. Amen. Praise God for the Word this morning. And I want you to go with me to Isaiah 12, 2. Isaiah 12, 2. Isaiah 12, 2. We thank God for the word this morning. And I had a time trying to see what God wanted to say this morning. What I thought it wasn't. And then I tried to study something that it wasn't, and I couldn't go on. So y'all are gonna be just as surprised at me about how all this turns out today. Well, I'm gonna be just surprised at you about how all this turned out today. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 12, 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. I want to say, therefore, with joy, I will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Amen. The last week we talked about the power of joy. And this morning, I want to do the best I can by the Holy Spirit to bring to you joy in every season. Joy in every season. Isaiah said, therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Joy in every season. So, what is a season? Seasons marks change. The stepping out of an old into the new. Seasons mark change. Stepping out of the old into the new. We have different seasons, don't we? We have winter, we have spring, we have summer, we have fall. Every season brings about a change. And the certain one very, very good change we can see all the time with a season is you can't wear the same clothes in every season that you do. We often go in our closet and change things because the season has changed. I can't, when winter comes, I mean, fall, I can kind of switch up some fall and summer stuff right now. But as it get colder, I can't wear the same thing I wore in the summer. I'm going to get chilly. I can't wear summer clothes in the wintertime. I'm going to be cold, not chilly. I'm going to be cold. So seasons mark change, stepping out of the old into the new, or stepping from one thing into something else. In order to flow with God, we must learn to move with him in his timing through all of life seasons. We go through seasons in life because what? Life changes, things change. One season change, we move from one season to the next season to the next season. In life, one thing we do know, in every season, we are not alone. We make our way through life by flowing with Jesus and looking to him. This is done as we surrender daily to Holy Spirit and we obey him. So we want to learn to have what? Joy in every season. Seasons are going to come. Seasons will come. Seasons will go. Things will change. But we need to be to the place we have joy in every season. We gotta have joy in every season. So there are different seasons we go through in life. There's a season of preparation, a time to grow in the favor and wisdom of God. Sometimes we don't like seasons of preparations. We need a lot of patience when God is preparing us for something, or we're preparing for something that God is bringing to us. And so we don't like preparation. School. Well, me didn't have kindergarten when I was going to school. First grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, all the way up to the 12th grade. All preparation, preparing us for when we got out in life. Because guess what? When you get out of high school, your season is definitely going to change. There was a season of mama and daddy taking care of us. But once we get out of school, the next season is we got to learn how to take care of ourselves. And we might have a whole lot of joy while mom and daddy paying the bills. When we start paying the bills, we might not have so much joy because now I got to pay the bills. But we as Christians need to learn how to have joy in every season, every season, every season. Luke 2:52 tells us, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So Jesus had a season. He had a season of where his wisdom increased. He had to read the word. He had to read the scriptures. He had to listen and pray to God so he could grow in wisdom and favor with God and men. And like I said, in the season of preparation, we need to be patient in that season. It takes a lot of patience. And then we have seasons of challenges. And we have to learn to navigate through these seasons of challenges. Sometimes we have to learn to navigate through a season where we're challenged with sickness, where we're challenged with diseases on our way to having our healing. And some seasons are tough. Some seasons are not easy to go through. And if you're going through a season now where you're contending for your healing, it's not a easy season. It's a tough season. And you probably have seen more tough days than you might be seeing now. But a season of sickness and disease is a challenging season. It's a season where we still need to go through this season with joy because everything will try to steal your joy. Pain, sickness, reports from the doctor, everything will try to steal your joy. So it's a challenge to keep our joy in the midst of a season where we're in sickness and we're contending for our healing. I went through a season of depression in my life, and it was tough going through that season of depression. It was hard to maintain and keep some joy. Thank you, Jesus. It was tough, y'all. It was hard. It was a tough season for me. But what got me through that season was I rejoiced in the Lord. I told y'all about the 103rd, Psalms 103, how I would speak to myself. You got to make yourself rejoice when you don't feel like rejoicing. Seasons, not all seasons are tough, but not all seasons are easy. You got to make it through the season, and you want to make it through with joy. You want to make it through with joy. Because if you don't keep your joy in the midst of going through these seasons, then the enemy will get the best of you. And you might see yourself quitting and giving up instead of going through the season. Seasons are meant to go through. We go through different seasons, but we're meant to go through it, not sit down and give up in the midst of that season. So we got to learn to keep our joy in every season. Sometimes starting a new job is a new season, but you got to keep your joy. You might have been mighty happy with your old job. Everything was going good. Now you know how to do that job. Everything going easy. But now you got a new job and you got to learn things all over again because now it's new things you got to learn. But you got to keep your joy. In the midst of a new job, keep your joy. Tell yourself, I can do this. In the name of Jesus, I can do this. I will learn this. It will get easy. Speak to yourself. Do y'all speak to y'all self? I learned to talk to myself. Amen. And another thing, we better learn how to talk to the devil, hadn't we? He gonna talk to us, so you need to answer him. No, devil, you ain't getting my joy. You're not gonna get this. You're not stealing my help. You're not stealing my money. You're not going to have my children. You're not going to have my grandchildren. You're not going to have nothing that belongs to me, devil. So learn to talk to the enemy in the midst of the season you're going through. That's one of the ways to keep your joy. That's one of the ways to keep your joy. Starting and establishing a new ministry, that's another season. That's the season I'm in now. And trust me, my joy level has been low in this season. I had to draw from the wells of salvation and get it back up. Discouragement comes. All kind of stuff comes, all kind of problems, because that's life. With life comes problems. But I had to learn to keep my joy. No matter the season I'm going through right now, the joy of the Lord is still my strength. He's still my strength. He's still your strength. No matter what season you're in now, I don't know what season y'all in now, but you know what season you're in. But whatever season you're in, the joy of the Lord is your strength in that season. He's the jo His joy, His strength takes you through that season to your victory. The thing is, you already got victory because Jesus won the victory for us. But the thing is, I want to experience my victory, and you do too. And the only way we can experience that victory is through Christ. When we receive all that belongs to us and walk in the joy of the Lord, that's our strength. That's our strength. Another challenge in season is in new relationships. All of us, y'all are married. I've been married. We all know that marriage is another season. If you're single, that's one season. When you get married, that's a whole nother season. And you got to learn how to navigate through that season of marriage with joy. You got to learn your spouse got to learn you. You got to learn how to cooperate and work together. You got to learn how to become one. You got to learn how to do things together. You got to learn how to forgive. You got to learn some patience, and you got to learn how to compromise. That means you can't have it your way all the time. Can't have it your way all the time. And so when we are going through that season of learning to be a husband, learning to be a wife, learning to be married, learning each other, we got to keep our joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. He's our strength. I used to tell my husband, he was alive, he would say stuff, and normally Mike would make me mad. And then I stopped letting it make me mad and I started just laughing. He'd say something, and I just laughed. He said, "What you laughing for?" I said, "Because I'd rather laugh than get angry. I'd rather smile than get upset." But so sometimes we have to laugh at our own selves. We have to laugh at our own selves. And another season we have to go through that never ends is children. If you got children, your season with children never ends. Some seasons never end. Yes. So once we have children, that season of being a parent never ends. It changes because we have to change with our children grow. As they grow, we change. You can't treat a 2-year-old like you would a 10-year-old. So the way we treat them changes. So our season with them changes. But we got to have joy. We got to have joy in the midst of that season. Yes, some patience. And if you ain't got no joy, you ain't gonna be very patient. And if you ain't got no joy, you ain't gonna be very strong. Because we got to realize the child is the child and we're the parent. Don't switch roles. Don't let the child be the parent and you be the child. Then you got problems. That means you don't stop telling the child what to do, but you don't start letting the child tell you what to do. That's an off season. That's an off season. That's it. That's an off season. But having children is a season we go through, and we have to change with their ages. When they get married and they're grown and out of your house, you got to change the way you relate to them. You got to change the way you treat them. You can't treat them like a child anymore under your roof. You can't treat them like a teenager. You got to treat them like an adult. You got to treat them like an adult. and respect them as an adult. Respect them as an adult because what? The season has changed. And you got to have joy. Only way you can have joy in that season is you're going to have to change how you relate to them in that season of your life. Treat them like they're adults. Treat them like they're adults. Amen. Amen. And then sometimes we have seasons of prosperity. And seasons of prosperity can be a challenge. Because what? If we think we're blessed just to bless ourselves, we're in for trouble. God don't bless us just for us to bless ourselves. We are blessed so that we can bless others. We are blessed to be a blessing. And giving should always be joyful, like I said before. Let's look at Genesis 12, 2 and 3. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. He was blessed to be a blessing. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. And this is what God told Abraham. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So God blessed Abraham so that he could be a blessing to all the families of the earth. Season of prosperity can be tough for some people. And if we don't navigate seasons of prosperity right, we won't have joy in that season. Because when God blesses us, if we think that blessing is just for us and we don't allow God to be Lord of our prosperity, we don't allow him to tell us what to do and how to spend our prosperity, then what we're going to do, we're going to wind up in debt, no money, sad, broken, disgusted, because we didn't allow him to be Lord of our finances. We thought God was blessing us just for us, and we didn't realize he was blessing us to be a blessing. He blessed us so we could allow him to use our finances the way he see fit. And I'm going to tell y'all, ain't much joy in being broke. Unless you really do repent and turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. It's my fault I'm broke. It's my fault I'm in debt. I'm sorry. I listen to you now, Lord, from now on. You know, and then we can have joy in the midst of prosperity. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 9, 6. First, 2 Corinthians 9, 6, 7, and 8. We're going to read that. But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound, may have abundance for every good work. So we see from these scriptures that God wants to be a cheerful giver. So we can actually have joy in giving. We're supposed to give with joy. Matter of fact, we should do everything unto the Lord with joy and thanksgiving. Everything. Everything. So that's why if we look at it that way, in every season, we can have joy. We can have joy in every season. Because we look at not the season we're going through. We don't look at the trouble we're going through. We look to Jesus, the one that knows everything about us. And the one that can take us through that season. So we need to be a cheerful giver. I remember not too long ago, God told me to give a certain amount of money. And at first, I sure wasn't cheerful about it. But as I postured my heart to be obedient, then I got cheerful. Because the cheer was in what? Being obedient. Obeying God. Obeying God. So we should have joy in every season. And I'm not going to talk about every season, just some of them. But we go through seasons. Things change. A season is when something changed. When something changed, we enter into a new season. Sometimes it's not easy to recognize a new season. Because sometimes we don't recognize that God has finished something and wants us to move on. Sometimes we don't recognize the fact that God has finished something and he wants us to move on to another season. Sometimes it's a job. He wants to leave that job, move on to that job. But sometimes we have to realize, okay, God, this season's ended. So what do you want me to move on to? We must obey the Spirit and the Word, but it's hard moving forward if we are looking back. Sometimes we are so comfortable and familiar with a past season that we refuse to move on with the Lord. But when the Lord is finished, he's finished. 1 Samuel 16, 11. Let's look at that. Samuel, it was hard for Samuel to move on to the next season that God was taking him to. 1 Samuel 16, 1 says this. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons." So Samuel's time, and Samuel loved Saul, he loved him. But Samuel's time of ministering unto Saul as king had ended. No fault of Samuel. Samuel hadn't done anything, but it's just because of Saul that his time there ended. So God wanted him to go and fill his horn with oil and anoint Jesse, anoint David to be king. And David was one of the sons of Jesse. And so it was hard for Samuel to do that, to move on. And it was hard for Samuel to see the way God saw, because when Samuel got to Jesse's house and Jesse had all these sons out there, nice and tall and looked like kings, Samuel thought for sure this is he. He went all down the line thinking that was a king. And it was none of those. It was David. And Samuel didn't think that David could be the king that God had chosen, but God had chosen him. So sometimes we don't think, okay, God, what season are you bringing me in now? And we don't think that God would bring us into a season that's tough. We don't think he'll bring us into a season that's hard. But God will bring us into a season sometimes that's a tough season. I'm not saying that God brings us into a season of sickness and disease. God doesn't do that. Although he knows that we're going to go through that season, so he's already prepared a way for us. But he doesn't bring us into that. But sometimes, just like I'll use myself for instance, God didn't tell me how tough it's going to be starting a church and pastoring. There's a lot of joy in it, but it's tough too. And had God showed me all the tough stuff that I had to go through, I might would have said, okay, God, I don't like that season. I don't think I want that season. And so sometimes God don't show us things that's ahead because he knows that if he did, we wouldn't have the strength to go through it. So, but when seasons change, we have to trust God. We have to just trust him. We just have to trust him and walk on through that season with joy. It's not always that a season is a season of failure or trouble. It just means it's time to move on with the Lord. And I'm not talking about just physical movement, but spiritual movement. Sometimes we refuse to change seasons spiritually. God has a new spiritual direction for us, and we refuse to go that spiritual direction. And I was like that when I had to leave the Freeway Baptist denomination. I had to decide to flow with God in the next season of my life and not stay where I was. Let's look at Philippians 3:12. I want to talk about Paul, what Paul said here. Paul was a devout Jew. Matter of fact, he was a Pharisee. He kept all the law. He did like he was supposed to do for the in the as being a Pharisee. He sat under Gamaliel. But there came a time when Paul met Jesus on the Damascus Road. He was Saul then. And he had to change seasons. He was a Pharisee. When he met Jesus, he got born again, and that changed Paul's whole life. And in Philippians 3, that third chapter, Paul talked about what things he had to give up and leave because of they were not what God wanted him to do. He was no longer a Pharisee. He was an apostle. So Philippians 3:12 says, not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. What is Paul saying? Paul has said, I got my sights on something. I see something. I see where God has taken me in this season. But I see that I'm not there yet. I have not been perfected yet. I'm not there yet, but I press on. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Then the 13th verse says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Sometimes we have to forget about the season we have left, that we can reach forward to those things in this new season that's ahead of us. We got to do that. So Paul said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. I'm forgetting being a Pharisee. I'm forgetting all that the Jewish religion and all the Jewish custom and stuff that I learned there. I'm forgetting about other stuff that might hinder me. I'm forgetting those things, but I'm reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I'm looking ahead in Christ Jesus. I'm looking and I see my new season. I see where I'm going. I see where God has taken me to, but I can't look back. I got to keep pressing forward. I got to keep reaching forward to those things which are ahead of me. I got to keep reaching forward. I can't stop and quit, and I can't look back. You can't go forward looking back because you're not going to see where you're going. So Paul said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. I'm not going to go back there, but I'm going forward. Some of us need to forget some things that are behind us. We need to forget some things because those things that we're looking at that's behind us are keeping us from fully enjoying and coming into the joy of a new season. Forget those things which are behind you. Some things you just need to forget. You just need to forget it. And reach forward to those things which are ahead. One thing about forgetting stuff is, what has already happened, you can't go back and change it. Can't change nothing. So you need to forget what's back there. Oh, yeah, you might regret something you did back there, but you can't go back and change it. You might regret something that happened to you back there, but you can't go back and change it. You might regret that season back there, but you can't go back and change that season. All we can do is say, thank you, Jesus. And like Paul said, I'm pressing forward to those things which are ahead of me. I'm going forward. I'm going forward. I'm going forward. Amen. 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 The 14th verse says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the goal. The goal is to press on toward Jesus. The goal is to keep my joy in every season. I'm pressing on. You know what happens when you look back at stuff that you regret? You get depressed. You get depressed. So why not just forget about that? Forget about it and press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Press toward what God has for you in this season. Whatever God has for you in this season, press toward that, because that's what gives you joy. That's what gives me joy. When I'm pressing toward what God has for me in this season, it gives me joy, and it will give you joy too. So what does it mean to forget? To lose out of mind. That's a strange definition, ain't it? To lose out of mind. Know what it means? Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Stop thinking about all them regrets. Stop thinking about all them bad seasons back there. Let the bad seasons stay back there, because they will keep you from having joy in this season. One thing about God, I want to let you know this about God. God has forgiven and he chooses to forgive. God has forgiven you of every bad season. He's forgiven all that bad stuff back there. And he also chooses to forget. He's forgiven, but he chooses to forget. All those times we're thinking about those bad stuff back there, bad season, and then we try to bring it to God. God is probably saying, "What are you talking about? I don't remember that. I don't remember that. That's under the blood. That's been forgiven. You know, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about where you are now. Let's talk about where I'm taking you. Let's talk about the joy of this season. Let's talk about now and what I have in my heart for you now. Let's talk about that." So God has forgiven and he chooses to forget. Because we know, God only forgets because he chooses to forget. He chooses to forget. He chooses to forget. Wouldn't it be nice if we were like God and not only did we forgive, but we choose to forget? We choose to think about it. We choose not to think about it. We choose not to meditate on it. Choose to forgive and choose to forgive by not bringing it all to your mind all the time. Joy in every season. You can't have joy in your se the season you're in now if you're always looking back to failed seasons or seasons of regret. You got to let it go. 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 We got to continue with the Lord through every season in our lives with joy. And you can't do that if you're going to hold on to the past. You got to let the past go and go with God in this new season. We are to obey his word and rejoice always. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Rejoice in the fact, okay, God, I didn't get it right yesterday, but God, I still thank you for today. I didn't obey you yesterday, God, but I thank you for today. Because today I purpose to obey you. I got joy today because I know you forgave yesterday and you forgot it. I know the blood of Jesus cleansed my yesterday. And so I have joy today because I know I've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I have joy today because I might not be walking in my total healness yet, but God, I know I'm healed because you said so. So I got joy because the word of God is true. Whether I feel like it or not, the word of God is true. Rejoice always. You can only have joy in every season by rejoicing always. Draw from the well of salvation. Draw joy from the well of salvation. Rejoice always. Remember, rejoicing is a choice we make in every season. Whether we want to or not, whether we feel like it or not, we can rejoice. We can rejoice. We can rejoice. We can rejoice. Remember Isaiah that I read at the beginning? Isaiah 12:5 said, "Sing to the Lord. He has done excellent things." Then Isaiah said in the fourth verse, "Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the people." Not only among the people, sometimes we declare his deeds among ourselves. Tell yourself the goodness of the Lord. Tell yourself what God has done for you. Tell yourself about that. And that will surely bring joy. That joy in you will stir up. No matter what season you're in, if you begin to praise God, to sing songs unto him and tell him about all the good things he's done in your life and all how good he is, it will stir up joy. 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 So learn to do that in every season. Rejoice in every season. Rejoice in every season. Tell God of his goodness. Let him know how good he is. Sing unto the Lord. One scripture says, sing to the Lord a new song. Make your own song up to the Lord. Sing unto him. Sing out of your heart about how good he is, what he's done for you. Rehearse that thing over and over again. Rehearse the goodness of the Lord over and over again in every season, no matter what you're going through. Rehearse the goodness of the Lord to yourself. To yourself. Tell yourself how good God is. Tell yourself how good God's been. Tell yourself how what kind of God he is. You're a good God, and I love you, Lord. And you love me. You've forgiven me of all my sins. You healed all my diseases. Whether you're walking in it right then or not, still tell God, because the word of God says so. You are healed whether you feel like it or not. You are loved by God whether you feel like it or not. You are a son and daughter of God whether you feel like it or not. You are a new creation if you're born again, whether you feel like it or not. Being a new creation is not about how you feel. It's about what you believe in your heart. Have you received them in your heart? Then they'll go by how you feel. That'll give you joy. Joy in every season. Seasons are going to come and go. Seasons will come and go. But the joy of the Lord will not come and go. The joy of the Lord stays with us. It stays with us. We just have to pull that joy up out of our spirit. And if you get talking about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for you, that joy will come up. I don't care what season you're in. Joy is there. It's there. It's there. Joy in every season. Rejoice. 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 Rejoice in the Lord always. And the word of God said, and again, I say what? Rejoice. 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 And I'm going to say this. If you ain't tried it, don't knock it till you try it. Try it and see what the Lord will do. He will do great things. That joy will bubble up. That joy will bubble up. Amen. Let's stand. Amen. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for joy in every season. There is joy for us in every season. Seasons come and go. Things change. But the word lets us know, Jesus, that you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So your joy never changed. You have not changed your mind about your joy for us. You endured the cross for the joy that was set before you. And we're the joy you saw. You saw us and it gave you joy. And we can look at you and it give us joy. Thank you, Lord, that we do have joy in every season. We do have joy in every season. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength and your joy is in us. Your joy is in us. Your joy is in us. We have joy. We are a joyful people. Our joy is not on circumstance, but we are joyful in every season. Seasons change because circumstances change, but our joy remains the same. So God, we thank you that our joy remains the same. Our joy remains the same. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how to stir up that joy that's in us. To stir it up, no matter what's going on around us, to stir up the joy. No matter how we feel, to stir up the joy. No matter when disappointments come, to stir up the joy. When discouragement comes, stir up the joy. When things don't work out like we want to, Holy Spirit, show us how to stir up the joy in us. And let us remember what the word says, Holy Spirit. Be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let all our requests be made known to God. So God, we thank you. We give you glory, give you praise. We magnify your name. And God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we couldn't make it without your joy. Your joy truly gives us strength. Your joy truly gives us strength and hope. We have Joy. When we have joy, we have hope. When we have joy, we have hope. So, God, we thank you. Thank you for the joy this morning, Lord. Thank you for the joy this morning, Lord. Thank you for the joy this morning. And we praise you, God, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I gotta stop.